Talmud is Yishuv Das. So the responsibility at the end of the day is on the husband and the father. That's the so the Rambam writes, you're the CEO, you're in charge of the family. So if a woman needs help taking care of the family, so then that's part of the achrayus. It's not that's helping my wife. They say in people say that when a mother takes care of the children, he's taking care of the children. When the father takes care, he's babysitting. You never hear you say my wife's babysitting for the kids. But obviously the husband's babysitting for the kids. That's not the way we look at things. We look at things not for right now. That's not the topic right now. But you know, the obviously we have an achrayus and yishuv sosedei achirim to make sure that our home runs with yishuv adas and in a calm way, and that will determine what time we can set aside for learning, you know, and how much we can learn. And if there'll be different periods in one's life where one's wife needs greater tipul, and the children need more tipul, and the house needs more tipul to yishuv adas, so then the learning in that time, that's the avodas Hashem, will become will have to be lessened. And that's all part of, again, that's all part of achrayus and all part of yishuv lasoyis al yidei achirim. What are ideas in order to make sure that learning is a primary part and the most important part of the way that one's home runs? So number one, I think by feeling a sense of achrayus and by following the din of yishuv lasoyis al yidei, so one appreciates that. That a wife will not ever be abandoned because of our obligation to learn Torah. So that number one goes a long way. I think that as far as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so there are two approaches. The Alter Rebbe's approach is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is hanheg b'minig derech eretz min. So when everything else is in place, then the rest is for Talmud Torah. Chavetz Chaim and Torah Sabayis is a two-track system. Terms of bias is one track is kviyas itim. There has to be a time that is non-negotiably set aside for learning. Again, with the iyev shalosos echerim being the override, and the other is any available time for learning. In other words, that one has a two-track system. One has the kviyas itim, and one tries to make sure that kviyas itim kefi mash efshar is inviolable. And the other is whenever there is downtime. So one has a different storm in one's mind. It's one halacha, yemes, and mishneh, and shnayim, mikvah, chatan, whatever. In order to, so something's not happening in the house. People come. The famous story of the Yushalmi going, the Mogen Hovis, Mordechai Benet, I think, that he made a siyum hashas, and all the times that he was waiting for people because he came from Europe, so he was. Used to people coming in time. He came to Yerushalayim and he stopped people, don't come in time. So he just, whenever he was waiting for somebody to come pick him up, to come get him, so on and so forth, he pulled out a sefer. And he was able to finish Shas. It was called the Siyum Shas de Minuten. And a person has in mind that the time that one's waiting for things to happen, again, it's sometimes the husband gets aggravated when he waits for his wife. Sometimes he's aggravated when his wife's on the phone for a long time. Sometimes he's aggravated when it takes longer to get the suitor ready. So the first of all, if it takes longer to get something ready, so the husband chips in and does what he has to do. That's a davar poshut al-moed. I was always wondering why there was a famous story of somebody coming to the stipler and complaining about his wife not getting Shabbos ready in time. It's always a rush, Erev Shabbos, always a rush. The stipler said, so pick up a broom. So that's not a story. That's such a davar poshut al-moed. Shouldn't be in an art scroll. That is something which is should be so absolutely obvious and natural to tell that it's a story. So but aside from that, if I'm waiting for my wife, it's a gift. Pull out a sefer. You get a chance to learn. Don't get aggravated that you have to wait for your wife. Your wife's on the phone for a long period of time. Gavaldi, It's a gift. You learn another Mishnah, another halacha. So it's you have trends, Yishev and Das, and you're able to accomplish and to learn. That's gevaldik. The but I think that there are several Devarim Pshutim. One is which help make one's learning more and more part of one's home. So if one was Zeicha, that one's wife comes from a background where she sees that learning is the major occupation and the rhythm of one's home, so then Nini Metavanon, Kishbaruch Hu gave a tremendous opportunity to have a wife who understands the importance of Yisita. Many of our wives, Baruch Hashem, are wonderful women, wonderful Yirei Shemayim, but they did not see Kviyas Itim. So if you don't see it, it's very hard to appreciate. You can hear about it many, many times, but it's very hard. It's very hard for a woman to say Sunday morning, Kviyas Itim, Shabbat afternoon, Kviyas Itim, because our wives are also all very stressed out. They are doing, they're doing several different jobs, which in previous times, things that our wives are doing jobs that are maybe three people in previous times. So one has to be very, very understanding, empathetic, and appreciative that if our wives are working so hard, it's our rise to make sure that they have time to rest, time to be healthy, and time to have a, to be able to relax. But having said that, how can we, how do we make Limud HaTorah more and more part of our home? So it comes down, I believe, to several things. Number one is, I once heard this from Rav Friedler. Rav Friedler was Rosh Hashiva in Breuers for many years. He was first in Gates, then in Breuers. And he once came to our neighborhood, and this goes back a long time, when people used to flip out in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't happen so much now. But and then there was a young woman who flipped out in Eretz Yisrael. She came back. Her parents were very serious Jews. He was very firm, one of the firmest. My father's always going to eat them. But the daughter came back even more dedicated to learning more from. So at that time, she was a little bit, the parents were, was part of the, they were making fun of the situation. So Friedler came, Davka, to celebrate a siyum of the father, I think. And he said that when a woman wants to marry a ben Torah, and a person loves learning, so you have to be so appreciative, because that means that that person will always have the source of Simchas HaChaim with them. That a person who learns, a person gets very aggravated with something. But a ben Torah opens up a safe, and the Gemara is able to lose himself, hopefully. So it gives a certain equanimity, Shavadas, a Simchas HaChaim. So a ben Torah, a person who loves learning, always has Simchas HaChaim, B'yale, B'kisa. And when a wife sees that, that it's chiyus for her husband. So husband takes care of his wife. She sees that he loves her. She sees that her husband wants everything for her. So then she'll see, well, what can I do for my husband? And it's good for the home, because there's a simchas achayim that introduces. And then when one's wife sees that this is really important for my husband, kviyasitim, that kviyasitim will be more important than almost anything else, except for my needs. The wife sees that Kviyas Itim is more important to my husband, no matter what else is going on. It can be the, you know, whatever thing, his askus is very, very, very important. But Kviyas Itim is more important. So when a wife sees that, that's so important to the husband, so of course she's going to help, and if she feels well taken care of, what she'll want to do, that becomes what the biggest gift I can give to my husband, to give him more time to learn. So it's very much on the sense of importance that we have. If our learning is what gives us chiyus, if our learning gives us simcha, if our learning is something that we are so dedicated to that it becomes more important than any elective effort that we have. Things are very important to us. People have hobbies, whatever we want to do, but they see, my wife sees, ba'ol al kulam asal matara. So then she knows that the greatest gift she can do for her husband is to give him a little more time. And then if we're successful in being B'nai Torah, and we see how Torah shapes our our midos and our thoughtfulness and our empathy, and it's all because we're more dedicated to learning. So the wife understands. She sees ma bin bali labala. This week's parsha, ma bin b'nei Reuven, right? Ma bin bali labala. Why is my husband more concerned about me? Why is my husband? He speaks b'sof haraka. He doesn't get angry. He can get very angry and never say something that's inappropriate. And my friend's husband is, so she'll say, because she'll realize, because he's so shakul, and learning is so important to him. And it's important to make one's wife part of that. You know, that very often we say, no, it's too complicated to get involved. I can't explain to you this, it's too complicated, right? So sometimes the wife will feel, okay, I'm happy not to get involved, right? But sometimes the wife will say, will feel, it's so important, it gives chiyas. So tamur ketov. It's also part of to be trying to be smart about the idea of having a geshmak from a vort. So that's something that if we can figure out which divrei Torah have a sweetness to them, right, an excitement to them. So those are the divrei Torah that you share at the table, and that creates an excitement about learning. So those are the things that to keep in mind. Number one is will mean that there'll be many, many times when our kviyas will be overridden. That's true. And meidach, but if our wives see and that we're taking care of them and that their needs are paramount, arachrayas, and we don't see it that we don't ignore the achrayis that we have towards the family and pin it on the Talmud Torah and pin it on Avodas Hashem. We see that's part of Avodas Hashem. So then, if our wives see how important, how dedicated we are, that it's something that overrides all of the achrayis, and then they see how it impacts us, and they see how it gives us simcha. So then it becomes the most obvious thing that a wife can give to her husband. So those things, and then as it builds up over time and one sees it, it creates a different atmosphere in the home. So those are the ways that one introduces a very great balance and rhythm.